what I think Victor did deserve at the end, the type of death that he did deserve, or the type of legacy that he did. The type of legacy that he earned was one that of a flame going out, or sort of like, I don't know, it wasn't ever going to be anything that was like great or like make him leave this earth in like a blaze of glory, right? It was going to be him recognizing that like he had been a horrible person throughout his life, and if he is going to pass peacefully, he's gonna have to accept the fact that he has been terrible. Yeah, I don't know. I enjoyed that. I liked that. Do I think that I could take Victor Frankenstein in a fight? Maybe is the other question that nobody asked, but I'm gonna pose to myself right now. You know, this guy has like basically never seen the sun, and so I feel like to some extent I could take him. Like I could give him like one or two like jabs to the face, like you know, kicks to the back or something like that. I'm not condoning violence, but like Victor Frankenstein is a fictional man who is also horrible. There we go. That's all I can say about that. Whoa, I've talked a lot. Let's listen to some music now. This is right off of the Sinner soundtrack. Again, here is Last Time I Seen the Sun by Alice Smith and Miles Catton. Enjoy.
Time is it mine? Limited Canada works with landowners and other conservation-minded partners to improve outcomes for communities and wildlife. Supporting vital ecosystems which contribute to water quality and quantity, soil health, support agriculture and economy, mitigate severe weather events, and provide opportunities for recreational access to nature. Together, we are unlimited. Learn more about programs and partnerships at ducks.ca.
I with Sasorisa no Onna here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. Haruna Ai is a very interesting figure and also one of the main people who will be discussed in this next segment about yet another movie that I watched recently called This Is I. And it is a Netflix Japan original biopic about her. Actually, Haruna Ai is I think maybe what can best be described as a television personality. So she is considered like a pioneering trans woman television personality in Japan. And she had like her television debut in 2007. So she's been in the business for a while. She's also known to have won in 2009 the transgender pageant, the Miss International Queen Award. Yeah, so she's like kind of like a person of note. This Is I is a story that's mostly about her and then also highlights the work of a cosmetic surgeon named, I believe, Wada Koji, who was one of the very few, and I believe the only surgeon in Japan who would perform gender affirming and gender reassignment gender affirming surgeries for transgender women during the 80s and the 90s. I don't know. It is unclear to me to the extent that in real life, Haruna Ai and Dr. Wada, like, crossed paths necessarily. The movie seems to want to depict him as being an integral player in her medical transition. But there's like so little information in English actually about this film that it's kind of hard to find. So I'll just talk about the film based on what I know and based on what I have been able to consume. Mind you, you know, if I didn't already make this kind of clear with the way that I like hesitate when I talk and bumble about, I'm not a film critic or anything like that. I'm just a girl. I'm just literally sitting here in a booth talking about this movie. But This Is I came out last month, and I was interested in watching it because it has a really good soundtrack. It seems that a big part of Haruna Ai's goals of wanting to become an entertainer is that she had long admired Heisei-era female idols like Seiko Matsuda and Misato Watanabe and so on and so forth. And there are these wonderful montages in the film of a young Haruna Ai, who's played by the actor Mochizuki Haruki. These montages of her performing those very songs, either at the cabaret that she's working in or in like a daydream sequence where she's like dancing with everybody in town. All in all, I have very mixed opinions about this movie. It is acted really wonderfully. The main performer, Mochizuki Haruki, is exceptional in the role of Haruna Ai. They bring this like lightness to her in all of the scenes that capture her joys and successes, and they also bring like a lot of pain and grief in the sections of the film that show Haruna Ai's like internal struggles with her gender identity. This movie looks very, very colorful, and I think it has a lot of compassion for trans people. It's not a film that's like questioning the existence of transgender people. It is actually a film, I think, that very much advocates for the existence of gender-affirming medical support for trans women. And I think in that way, like, this movie is very good. A lot of people online and in real life have talked about how like how it has like made them think a lot about the struggles that trans people experience with regards to gender dysphoria. With that being said, I also can't help but to feel like this film kind of sometimes feels like a movie that can double as like a cisgender allyship 101 course, crash course. I think largely because there are several scenes throughout this movie, like throughout the entire movie, we're really experiencing Haruna Ai's like deep pain with gender dysphoria, and to some regard, and we also see the ways that like transphobic violence impacts her life. We like there are like harrowing scenes where we witness it, and I can't help but to feel, to some extent, it's a little bit much. And I think I feel that way because it just happens so often in this movie that it kind of feels like, and those scenes are so intense, sometimes it feels like there is more of an emphasis placed on the pain and trauma of gender dysphoria and transphobia over the other experiences or even mundane experiences or the victories that trans people experience in their lives, or like, you know, connections with community and all that. And I don't know. I feel like in some ways that makes me like feel like I wonder to myself, to the extent that this film, I don't know, maybe contributes progressively to a conversation around gender-affirming care. It might very well be, though, obviously, because, like, it might very well be that, like, maybe I just feel like, well, you know, this is stuff that I already know, and therefore I feel like highlighting more of these experiences are a little bit redundant, or maybe not redundant, but the word maybe that I should use is like a little bit like it's a little bit too on the nose. I keep thinking to myself that this film feels like it would have a lot more impact in depicting all of the little nuances of trans women's lives in the 80s and 90s, if it were like a mini series instead of being like I think it's like about like a 2-hour film. If it had like just a few more hours that it could play out, I feel like maybe this movie wouldn't sit so oddly with me. Because I really can't help but to feel like, yeah, I'm really happy that a lot of people watch this film and they really feel like compassion for trans people and the need for gender-affirming medical care to be accessible. And we're moving through a time where like that really needs to continue to be emphasized, because there's so much structural, rampant transphobia that's happening that criminalizes medical care to trans folks. But like, some of these scenes are just so It's not even maybe it's not even so much that like they're too intense, but they just happen so often and with the same amount of intensity each time that it's sort of like, okay, well, I would like to know more about I would like to know more about her life. I would like to know more about, you know, the things that kept her happy and like made her want to continue to fight for herself and advocate for other people. You know, I'm not sure if I'm making any sense, but that's a little bit how I felt about this film. One of the other things that I that like sat a little bit uncomfortably with me, even though I think this is a pretty well-made movie, was actually the casting of Mochizuki Haruki. I think that they are an incredible performer. And when you watch a lot of the behind the scenes content focusing on Mochizuki Haruki, you really see how hard they had worked to get into the role of Haruna Ai. So Haruna Ai is both a well-known sort of like television personality slash comedian and impersonator, but she also sings and dances. And of course, the track that I had just played, Scorpio Woman, Sasori no Sa no Onna, is one of the songs that she released and performed. So Mochizuki had to like essentially learn all of Haruna Ai's mannerisms and also learn how to perform like her, which make, again, all those like musical montages just so good. They are done so well. Mochizuki really just like performs the freaking heck out of them. So charismatic and it seems like the way that they move and like interpret the song feels very natural. That being said, I felt that like Mochizuki Haruki was a little bit too young to play the role of Haruna Ai, because the story follows Haruna Ai's life from, you know, when she's very young up until basically like I think her 30s or so. And Mochizuki just always looks like a teenager. I believe there was an interview in which Haruna Ai actually talks about how Mochizuki Haruki, during the time of filming, for the majority of the filming, was only 17. And so throughout the movie, you're watching this like 17-year-old kid playing like a 30-year-old woman. So it's like, it's a little interesting in that way, especially because Mochizuki just looks so young. Like, there's no denying how young this person looks. And I think the other thing, which is, I don't know, which is maybe a little bit more complicated, is that I wonder like if it could have been possible for this movie to have casted an out young trans woman in the role of Haruna Ai. Mochizuki Haruki has not come out as a trans person. I believe that they largely just like present quite androgynously, and in a quite feminine way, but they have not come out in any way, I think, as trans feminine or anything like that, which maybe to some like in some situations, you know, you could argue, like, in that case, that's not too much of a big deal. But there's literally a montage in this film about how Haruna Ai is constantly, like, constantly unable to get her foot into the door of the entertainment industry because of trans misogyny. It's not as though, you know, I think it's not as though, like, trans women film performers don't exist in Japan, but I think just like the idea of this movie being about a trans woman who works in the entertainment industry, who has for many years experienced transphobia in the industry, but not by, like, basically gatekeepers not letting her in, and then having those experiences being depicted, being performed by somebody who is, as far as we know, not an out transgender woman. And I'm not trying to nitpick or anything, but there are these little details that, like, one can consider when they're thinking about, like, what more can this movie do? This Is I is a movie that I think a lot of people will watch and appreciate. And there are just so many little details in there that could push this movie even further, because it's already a pretty good film. And it's, as I said, it's like a very sympathetic biopic portrayal of the life and struggles of a pioneering trans woman in the entertainment industry in Japan. But I guess, like, you know, considering it a little bit more critically, there are other certain envelopes that I could have tried to push. And, you know, it makes me wonder, what were those things that prevented those other items from being achieved? But that's it. That's all on today's episode of Typically Tuesdays. I'm going to wrap it up here. Thank you so much for tuning in to the program. If you have further thoughts about any of these movies, only in good faith, you can reach out to me, typicallytuesdays@gmail.com, if you want to continue the discussion. But tune in to more great CJSF programming, Bitcoover, every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Fun time with DJ Lately. You got some fun video game electronic music there happening. So that's Bitcoover every Tuesday from 6 to 8. Here's one last track for you today. This song played at the end of This Is I, and it brought me to tears. It's really good. It is a Heisei Idol classic by Misato Watanabe. This is My Revolution. Here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'll talk to you again very soon.